So the universal influx from hell, like, we know it's there because Revelation has revealed it. So that's the important aspect there. And how do we navigate all that? Well, all we can do is throw ourselves on the Word. So what we do is we engage with the Word and we work with what the Word offers us to work with. And to the degree that we can, we lay aside our own agendas about what that looks like. So we try to come to the Word in a state of worship, coming before it and allowing it to speak and to work with what portion of the text is given to us is to give ourselves over to the process. It's to put aside our own agenda and to go with what the Lord is offering. Even if we can't see how that fits into our preconceptions about what needs to be done. So the default position is, if I take hold of this, I'm going to get it wrong. But I have to take hold of something and move forward as of self, and I can trust that the Lord will lead and guide that process. Because if you talk about the universal influx, like, that's complex, right? Like, there's no way you're going to be able to tinker in there and think you're going to fix anything. But what you can do is work with what's offered and allow the Lord to do what's needed. And he will, because that is what the Word promises. So again, it comes back to really trusting that the Word is the Lord, that the Word can carry us, the Word can do this. That's what it's for. And the more we come into a position of trusting that, then the more powerful, you know, the Son of Man moves to the right hand of God, right? So the Word becomes that which brings about the good that the Lord is looking, which is, you know, the love of the Lord is the salvation of the human race. And that can only happen increment by increment as things are adjusted and new structures are placed in the mind. You know, the very fact that we have these concerns and we see these things and we're struggling with them means that there are structures within the mind that's enabling an influx from heaven to come down to that level and stir things up. I mean, that's what it's about, right? As the presence of the Lord descends, what is opposed gets stirred up and presented before the heavens, and then something's happening. So we've got to pull out of the idea of my person and allow the process to unfold as it must, because that's the key. That person we think we are is not real. It's not real. And that is where the blindness comes, because we are so fixed in the belief that the feeling we have life in ourselves originates in us. So it goes back to the garden. You know, the problem is that we are in love with our feeling of self. And our whole identity is tied up in it. And so it can only be worked at bit by bit. And that's what the LP process is about, the method is about. It's just allowing things to be presented to us in bite-sized pieces, because the complexity of it is well beyond anybody. The Lord alone is the one who can navigate and move through these processes.